morning.
Yeah, it's time for our Bible class. And as we all know, you want to please God. That is all our duty as Christians. Christians, you are here to please God. And you can please God by what? By obeying His commandment. Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and what? Not do the things which I say. So, you are here to do what God wants us to do, including our marriage. And the topic we are studying is the heartbeat of marriage. The heartbeat of marriage. How our marriage can be pleased to God. That is all you want to study. We have in marriage, it's a broad topic, but we have what? Chosen these studies to help us what? Build or guide us to build a good relationship. We started about the heartbeat of marriage, where you notice about 6 points where God has put marriage upon it. So it's still like the marriage is pulled by these 6 points. And so far as we are willing to carry on these 6 at the same time, I hope our marriage is going to be successful. I have proved it, and I know it's working all right. That is why you also, I challenge you to what? To put it in practice. To see what God wants us to do. So, we notice 6 points, and after that, we also notice the problems which we allow as a Christian. Sometimes we allow into what? Come into our marriage. And we have noticed some of the problems. And God so good, we also notice how even when problems come into our marriage, how you can what? Solve it as one, as God's will. The problem is how we can solve it in God's will. And God so good, we have learned a lot of this one. And today, the last two is I think. This is the chart which we get to. And this one, you can read it from Matthew, the book of Matthew. Let's take our Bible to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 22. Because the Bible is what? Dealing, a lot of Bible is dealing about what? Relationship. All the Bible, a lot of instruction is what? It's about relationship. The first thing is what? Our relationship to what? To God, the Almighty. Our relationship, the first important thing is our relationship to God, the Almighty. And the second reason is what? The second relationship is what? Our relationship to what? To our neighbor, to our neighbors. So if you remember ourselves, this question is, this Matthew chapter 22, let's take up Matthew 22 verse 34 to 40. If somebody has opened there, he can read it for us. Matthew 22, verse 34 to 40.
But when the father see had that he had silenced his Sadducees, they gathered together. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the
So, if the ending, he said, on these two commandments hang all the what? The law and the what? And the prophet. And this book is, that time, the book which was there was what? The law and what? And the prophet. So, Jesus is confirming that the first best relationship we have to know is what? Our relationship what? To God. Our relationship to God. When we started, we said the first thing as a human being we have to do is what? We have to be what? A Christian. The first important thing to God is what? To be a Christian. And the second thing is what? The love you have for our neighbors. So, if we are saying the love, most of the times our love is not what? Pleasing God, because we want to do it in our own way. I am saying so because Christians, we are what? We are guided by the word of God. We have what? The word of God, which is what? The lamp. You see? So, whenever we are moving or whenever we are walking, we have to walk. Walk by the Lamb of God. The light. Jesus' word is what? It's the light. So, we can find this relationship. He said, before I can love my wife or I can love my husband, the procedure is what? I have to what? First, love God. Love God. And then it is God who is what? Going to tell me how to what? To love my neighbor. This is all about the Bible. If you can understand these simple things, because bear in mind that this question has been asked twice in the Bible. Do you remember that? This is the same question. Which commandment or what is the greatest? Has been asked twice in the Bible. This one was what? Matthew chapter 22, 34, when was what? Was the Pharisees, a lawyer who went there. But you can't get it. All right.
I'm just going to spend more.
Yeah, no problem. So, in our marriage, we say, the first thing we need to do what? This is we say. It is you or me. You are here. So the first thing we need to what? We need to love God. And it is the God who is going to direct us what? To love our neighbor. And then my wife is my neighbor. You don't know that. My wife is my neighbor. So it's the God who is going to tell me how to love my wife. And if you do that, it seems like things will what? Start coming together. The moment you start doing that, the moment you love God in all our heart, in all our soul, in all our mind, if you apply that principle, it will help us to what? To love our neighbor. Because I love my neighbor because God says so. God's word says so. So, this is the chart I want us to build in our mind as we what want our marriage what to be in the eyes of God. First thing, we have to love God, and what we have to love our neighbor. If you can see the second chart, we have another second chart. Yes, this is the second chart. The second chart is self is here, and the problem is if I got something called sin. If we allow, because that's why I said we meet together as what? As a lovely people, but along the way, we fall short. So we fall short because what? Because we are human beings. We are human beings. So if you allow sin to to come between we and what? Our God. Which means we the relationship with us and God has been what? Has been cut off. This is what Jesus came what? To do it. Jesus came immediately when God created Adam and Eve. They have what? Relationship, correct, good relationship with God. And when sins came together between them, what? That relationship what? Cut off. That relationship between man and God was, because of sin, was breaker. That is why Jesus what? Important. Jesus have what? Come to this earth. So if you allow ourselves for sin to enter our marriage or any relationship, what? It's going to what? It's going to affect our marriage as well. And it's going to, not even our marriage alone, it's going to affect a lot of people. So one thing as a Christian, John says, if you say you have not sinned, you are. We deceive ourselves. He said, God knows that by all means, what? We will fall short alongside when we want to do the right thing. Or you always fall short because the person who don't make mistake is a person who don't do anything. If you are not doing anything, you will not make a mistake. But the moment what you start doing something, by all means what? You make a mistake. That's why you have something called collection. And in the Bible, you call it what? Repentance. You see, in the Bible where we call it what? Repentance. So you repent. So if you allow God sin to be in our way, it seems like the love for God will be for sure. And the same thing was going to affect our neighbors. And it's going to what? It's going to affect our marriage as well. So we have to try our best as God's people to do our best to what? To love God. First thing, to love God. Because as we are saying this code here today, we are all here. We want to what? We want to please God. So that is the main purpose of this chat. The first thing is we have to build a good relationship with God. And the second thing is if you allow sin to come into our marriage or come into our way as a Christian, and we don't immediately repent, the sin will block. Our relationship to God, and it's the same thing is going to affect our relationship in our marriage. So you move forward. So another thing you can what? You can do to build a good marriage is what? Is what we need to what? Open the lines of communication. We need to open the lines of communication. The first thing is what? We say we need to what? Repent. We need to what? Have biblical love. The third thing is what? We need to what? Seek love. If you want to what? Build a good relationship with God. We need to what? Repent. We need to what? Use the biblical love. We need what? We need to seek the Lord and what? We need to what? Open the lines of communication. Communication is the best way to solve problems. Open the lines of communication. A lot of problems are building up, keep on building up because of what? Because you don't communicate. You have to open the lines of communication. Because if the problem comes, and a lot of times what we do as a family is, oh, it is my wife who caused it. So she need to come and what? Apologize. Oh, it is my husband who caused the problem. So what? He need to what? To apologize. But that is in logic, in the world we live in. The world we live in, that is the procedure. Because if you offend somebody, I'm expecting you to, or if you disrespect me, I'm expecting you to come to me and say, I'm sorry. But that is not what? That is not biblical way. That is not biblical way. The biblical way is what? It's what God what? Did for us. When men sin, what do you see? God what? Find the solution. It is the God who what? Find the solution and then men respond. So, we have to open the lines of communication. No matter how the problem is, no matter how the cause, who caused it, it's what? We need what? We are seeking the peace. So we need what? Allow biblical way. Biblical way is what? God did it first. God is the one who what? Who did it? When you sin, when you fall short, it's God who, God and Jesus. So we need to do it according to what God and Jesus did. It's not about sitting there and saying my wife is supposed to come to me and apologize, or my husband is supposed to come to me to apologize. No matter how the situation, the relationship, even in the church, what? We will what? Sin against other. And I try to remember when we are learning the book of Matthew. He said, if you are what? If your neighbor sinned against you, there is what? You have a charge. There is a procedure you have to follow. That is the biblical way. So, we need to what? Use the lines of communication. A lot of family people, they don't talk. They don't speak. And it is wrong. Communication. Even a marriage, how come a married people living in the same house and they don't talk to each other? We practice that thing, maybe by what? Ignorance. We practice that thing maybe by ignorance. Or the what? The background where I came and I'm coming from. Because a lot of times you build an argument with where you are, where we were raised up. So that is why God said, if anyone be in Christ, he's what? He's what? A new creature. All things what? Has passed away. We have to what? Start everything afresh. We need to start everything afresh. So, communication is the most important way what? To solve problems. Apart from what? Repentance, seeking the biblical way, the biblical way, seeking the law. If you are not what? Communicating, there will not what? There will not, the problem will never solve. And if you go back to the source, the basis in our what? In our lesson, we say, my wife is what? Or my husband is what? It's my companion. She is my what? She is my best friend. She needs respect. Ask the idea of respect. You need to grieve. And when it comes about the lack of communication, because I am emphasized here about lack of communication, because even Jesus Christ and the Son communicate. When Jesus was on this earth, he always what? Communicate with what? With the Father. The way how he has to do things. So if you want to build a good relationship, what God wants it, the first thing is what? The first thing is what? You have to what? Repent. Any mistake you do, I have to repent. Because that is what? That is biblical way. At times, when I was teaching that, because at times we ourselves, the soul within us want to repent, but because of our body, because of arrogance and selfishness and proud, we don't want to repent. We need to repent if you want to what? Solve the problem in what? In biblical way. And we need to what? Do it according to what God has explained to us as love is. We need to learn what is called biblical love. And also what? We need to what? Seek the law. We need to seek the law. All these things are important, are working together. Because if I do only one, repent, and I'm not communicating, the thing will not work. Will not work. A lot of times, this is how our problems come. We always, when we are learning the six things, what the marriage based upon, it is what? We need to do all the six. You need to do all the six for marriage what? To be successful. If you do one or two or five and left one, it will not work. It will not work. A lot of people, this is what you do. Maybe we have ability to do one, two, three, love my wife. But when it comes about what? Craving. Craving, it seems like we don't understand that. So it is about a play. I think we all have used a play before. You have two engines. So before it can fly, you need a what? A certain speed. So that it can what? It can take off. So imagine the pilot is driving with a low, you don't want to use the procedure, the speed they have ordained or arranged for the plane. The plane will never what? Will never lift up. That is what is affecting our marriage. You are trying to what? Maybe do one or two or three things. But you forget the other. But before our marriage can be successful, we need what? To do all the six things we have learned together. And if the problems comes, we what? We also need what? To do all the four aspects we have learned together, four things. We need what? Repentance. We need repentance. It doesn't end there. After repentance, we need what? We need to have biblical love, because our Bible has what? Tells us what love is. Maybe next week you learn something about four ways which we need to learn to what? To guide our marriage so that our marriage can be pleased to God. A lot of times you are doing it what? To please ourselves. But the motive is what? We need to please God. God wants it as a Christian for people to see us what? And give glory to God. It's all about that. So let us build our marriage. I'm saying so because marriage is not respectful. You don't have respect for marriage anymore. Because of what? Because of what God has ordained, God has written. People don't want to what? Listen and learn and put it into practice. It's not enough to come here every week or every month to stand here and teach why I am not what? Practicing it. People are supposed to see if I have an advantage or privilege to what? To teach some lessons. The first thing, and that is the very difficult thing, always be what?
you see, oh, what he is doing, what this is doing. You're always looking, but the problem is, we have to what? Look for ourselves that what joy, what am I supposed to do to what? To please God. So if our, a lot of times, if we are teaching the lessons, our lessons will not what? Be effective because of what? Because we are not practicing it. You are reading it as a what? As an ordinary book. The Bible is not an ordinary book. The Bible is what? It's a lot of instructions. And if you want to do it according to the God's way and manner, that will going to help us. So four things. Repent. You have to have biblical love. We have to what? Seek the Lord. And we have to what? Open the lines of what? Communication. If you do all these four at the same time, when the problem comes, if you are doing all the four, we are not doing what one and leave the other. We are not doing three and leave the other. If you are doing all the four things, which I'm saying, the Bible is saying here, I promise you, about marriage, what is going to be a successful marriage. And it's going to what? To please God. I have tested, I've tried, and I know it's what? It's working. So, for this morning, I want to end here. Because God willing, tomorrow, next week, I am bringing my lesson into conclusion. Next week, we are going to learn certain things. Because it seems like we have mentioned some things and we need to understand it. So, God willing, next week, we are going to what? Learn some four biblical ways we need to what? Always need to what? Keep in mind and what? Use it as guardian so that when problems come, God, the Bible has not told us that when you marry or in the Lord's church, there will not be a problem. The Bible has not promised that. When the problems come, it is you and me to what? Come together and solve it in what? In biblical way. Because that is all our guide. When the problem comes and I want to use my mind, I've said it several times here. God don't want three things in his cage. Who can remember? Three things in his cage. I've said it several times here. Huh?
I think.
I suggest.
And then
what?
I feel.
When it's come to biblical things, God doesn't need my suggestion. When it comes to biblical, when it comes to God's way, God doesn't need our suggestion. God doesn't need my suggestion. You have some people, they always what? Have suggestion. God doesn't need our suggestion. We are here what? To do what says the Lord. What says the Lord? God doesn't need what? Our thinking. Look at how many people, the Leicester Church, we are about 75, 80. Brother, how many people? We are about 75 when it comes about solution of problem, and everybody's thinking what we are just getting everybody's opinion. How can you solve the problem? Here is what all we are going to follow. So the Bible don't need acting when it comes about solution. Acting and what? I feel. Because a lot of people feel that what they are doing is what? What's right. A lot of people, they feel that what they are doing is what? It's right. A lot of problems, you can't solve problems because I feel it in this way. You feel it in this way. No. This is all our guide. The moment we have baptized and be born and raised up, we say, I think, I suggest, I feel it's not what? It's not going to work anymore. So what is going to work is what?
that says the Lord. Here, this is what is going to work in our life. That says the Lord. So, Brother Kelly, at times like he used to tell me, if you are saying something, you have to what? Give me book, chapter, and what? And verse. If you don't have it, then please go and search for that. Go and search for that. So, if you are making any argument or any thing and you don't have book, chapter, and verse, please. It's not, I would say, it's not what? It's not necessary. Because all what God wants us to know as his church is here. So, I don't need your opinion. Although maybe your opinion will help. But I prefer to what? To use the Bible rather than our opinion. So, I think, I suggest, I feel it doesn't work. It doesn't work in our marriage. You always what? Go with what? That sees the Lord. And if you do that, your marriage is going to be a successful one. Thank you. If anybody has questions or contribution, you can bring